Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Get to some Lions talk momentarily. Reason to be more than a little bit excited about this Tiger season. Last year, Gator, just the starters. Okay?
Yes.
And we think the starting staff will actually be improved. And guys are healthy. But just the starters, some key numbers. Things like batting average against.
Yeah, the batting average against for the Tigers against the starters last year, teams only hit .238 against the starters, which was fourth in Major League Baseball. The Tigers had the fourth best starting rotation numbers batting average against. The walks plus hits per innings pitched was sixth best in Major League Baseball, 1.22.
How about that?
Now, those numbers are great.
Let's get to the ERA because Kang predicted that his bold-ass prediction was that the Tigers' starting pitching ERA will be top five in Major League Baseball. What was it a year ago?
Well, I will tell you the top five in baseball last year, the fifth team had a 3.92 earned run average. That was the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
The Tigers were 16th last year at 4.31. So they will have to drop from 4.31 to 3.9 to get in the top five, at least based on last year's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But that whip and average against, those are really good numbers.
Yep.
The ERA was elevated, and you got to ask yourself, well, why was that elevated?
Well, I mean, it has something to do with the defense behind them, something to do with timely hitting or not timely pitching, I guess, if you will.
They didn't give up many homers. They only gave up 105 home runs, which was third best in baseball last year.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Right. There's reason to be encouraged by what this staff could be.
Yes.
Okay. So news broke yesterday late in the show. Josh Reynolds was going to sign with the Denver Broncos. Brad Holmes said early in the week at the league meetings that Reynolds was their plan A receiver in free agency. But admittedly, it doesn't sound like they made a huge offer. And it doesn't sound like Reynolds signed for a ton of money either.
Well, 2 years, $14
million. Up to $14
million. Yeah.
I think we got to see what the actual real worth of that contract is. But he was there projected to be, he was projected to be their third receiver, right? I mean, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Josh Reynolds. So he's kind of an interesting player in the Lions season last year. In that he made a name for himself, a reputation of being someone that Jared Goff could rely on. They had a chemistry dating back to their days with the Rams. He was on the street when the Lions signed him, and he came here. And anybody that you sign off the street to become something like your third best receiver is a pretty damn good signing. So they get this guy, and he produces here. Quarterback trusts him. And he becomes one of those players that I think is pretty well liked. Has a huge playoff game against the Rams. And then it feels like all that, the reputation that he built, the goodwill, the trust, all got flushed down the toilet with one bad game. The one bad game on the biggest stage they've been on in years. He struggled. And dropped a tough but high leverage fourth down pass. And then dropped an easy third and nine pass. In drives that when they resulted in 49er points. Now in between, the forgotten colossal and maybe even more unforgivable mistake is Jahmyr Gibbs fumbled a handoff, where a veteran quarterback and a rookie running back had an exchange issue. It could fall on Goff too, but I mean, that's kind of forgotten in all this mess because it's sandwiched by two big mistakes by Josh Reynolds, but all of these mistakes resulted in points in a catastrophic second half, which cost the Lions a trip to the Super Bowl.
Along with a bungled interception.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, I mean, it was a
but those are the big four plays.
A cacophony of errors.
The two drops, the defensive mishap, and the fumble are the four big plays.
So we're left in this weird place where I don't know that there's going to be any ruining. I mean, did anybody get bummed out by that news yesterday?
Well, you got to cut away all the people that wanted him released as soon as the play happened. The plays happened, right?
Well, that's so the punitive. That's the I got to blame gun. One yeah. person for this, and I'll feel better and that, about the team in general if we can just blame one person and that corrects all the issues.
It feels like that was a pretty good percentage of people that kind of felt that way.
Which is always typically it's an overreaction.
Yes.
But whatever.
So then you go into, okay, are the people that are left, how many wanted Josh Reynolds back? And I kind of think like, the majority of people, the Lions fans, maybe I shouldn't speak. I mean, I should speak for myself. I was okay with them not bringing him back. In fact, when I heard that there were still in negotiations with him, I bristled. I was like, is this really what I want to do? Because it's. I thought you were going to have to spend more money than he was possibly worth, in my mind. And I think what happened is for the betterment of the Lions. Because they don't have to spend the money, whether it was $7 million a year or more, because maybe it's front-loaded for the first year. I don't know. But I'm comfortable letting him walk so that they can either develop a wide receiver through the draft or maybe do some kind of late signing here. I think it puts more pressure and responsibility on J-Mo's shoulders, which I'm fine with because I think they should rely on him more. But I also don't want to discount the fact that Josh Reynolds was very good for the Lions because of his familiarity in the offense with working with Jared Goff, and he settled things down that first season he got here. As soon as he got here, things started to settle down with Jared Goff, and we saw really good Goff for the second half of that first season he was here. And then we saw really good Goff all last year and the year before. So 2.5 years of really good Jared Goff, and it coincides with Josh Reynolds becoming a Lion. Am I apprehensive that him leaving is kind of taking away his security blanket? Not anymore. Because Goff has emerged as a leader on this team. He's got Amon Ross St. Brown that he works with. He had no problem hooking up immediately with the tight end situation and running backs. I don't think that this is going to be a devastating blow to the Lions. I think this is an opportunity for them to perhaps add a big-time playmaker if they wanted to at the end of the first round.
I mean, what you're looking at here, too, is the difference between you want your general manager in your organization, every decision they make, you want it to be moving towards a goal of making your team better. So you either take the Josh Reynolds money and spend it elsewhere to make your team better, you take the Josh Reynolds money and you go get a free agent wide receiver to make you better, or you draft somebody you think is going to be better than Josh Reynolds, which probably, no matter who you get, right out of the gate, given where the Lions will be picking, even if they trade up, right out of the gate, that player is probably unlikely to be more productive than Josh Reynolds was last year, but maybe.
Well, he had 600 yards.
Yep.
What, like 40 receptions, 600 yards, and 5 touchdowns, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And a ton of first downs, you know. But this also gives Khalif Raymond more responsibility if he earns it and takes it. Now with the new rule about kickoffs, does that come into play with who the Lions want? You know, do you want to draft somebody with the ability to return kicks? Because that's going to be a big part of football again. You know, and the two guys that were better than most in college football last year at returning punts were Keon Coleman and Xavier Worthy. Those are two guys that could be available to them.
You just, I know there's a F that guy, get rid of him, but make sure you're not doing it just to punish somebody else. You got to be doing it to get better as a team. Now, what did he do with the money that it would have commanded to get Josh Reynolds back? We'll have to wait and see. But what did he do about the position? Because right now it's Amon-Ra, J-Mo, and then either Khalif Raymond or Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Or insert draft pick. Or insert free agents, or trade for somebody. So in the draft, well, that has a couple of branches. Do you sit there at 29 and take advantage of a deep draft class and say, we're going to get Xavier Leggett from South Carolina or Keon Coleman from Florida State?
Or wait to the second round to do it?
Which is, I mean, a dicey proposition. I remember somebody had a two-round mock draft. I think it was the Miller guy from ESPN.
He had a seven-round mock draft.
But in his two-rounder that he came out with a month ago, 12 receivers went before the Lions' second-round pick, which is a remarkably high total. So you could sit there at 29. You could invest a second-round pick. You could try and trade up, which is, I feel like, a very strong possibility because I think Brad Holmes is going to see the player in that first bucket of players that is likely to, somebody's going to drop from that bucket. And given the wide receivers are deep, I think them moving up to go after a wide receiver is a strong possibility. And by strong possibility, I mean as much as any position they'd move up for. Now, free agents, I mean, the list isn't of who's left here isn't exactly overwhelming. I mean, Odell Beckham is old. Tyler Boyd is a slot receiver. Michael Thomas is out there, but he's injured all the time. So what do you do? What's the call? What's the option? Do you get involved with Michael Gallup or do you trade? Trades are unpredictable. Trades, you don't know what other teams are going to shop and how aggressive an organization's going to be. The fun part about this is when I saw this news, I thought, ooh, well, they're going to get a wide receiver. It's just a matter of who and what. I highly doubt they're going to move into next year with Khalif Raymond and Donovan Peoples-Jones battling for that third spot.
I think they're going to draft one. I don't think they're going to go after one in free agency. Trading is giving up assets, and that's, you know, probably going to cost money as well that maybe they're not ready to spend. So I think it is going the draft route. It doesn't have to be with the first-round pick. It could be with the second-round pick. I've seen really good receivers even mocked into the third round that maybe can get in the second round, like Jalen McMillan, the receiver from Washington. Roman Wilson, where is he going to go? I mean, he's all over the place, mocked everywhere. But there's some pretty good wide receivers. Jermaine Burton from Alabama is another one. So I'd play that game. Wait to the Wait till the draft to do it.
Okay, you playing that game is different than what you you said you think they're going to draft one, and then you said you'd play that game. I think their track record tells me they're going to get a veteran. Brad Holmes wants to have a complete football team before the draft even starts.
Well, that's the question I was going to ask you guys is, to replace Josh Reynolds, you're better off getting a veteran, right? A guy that you can depend on, count on, someone you know more, there's more of a resume. I don't mind going the draft route, you know, it'll probably be a lot cheaper and you have a higher ceiling. But what are you trying to do? You trying to elevate Jameson Williams? Or you got to use DPJ in the role of Josh Reynolds? Is Khalif Raymond in that role? Not really, right? Josh Reynolds is a bigger receiver that you can count on. You go out there and get an Allen Robinson or someone like that to replace Josh Reynolds, or do you draft? I mean, it's a lot of different ways Brad Holmes can go with this, but they're trying to win now.
Well, what he would do and I would do are probably two different things.
Mm-hmm.
I would draft one. I would not sign one. I would sign another corner, and he says they're all set there, which I find strange for when he said that the other day, that basically they're done with looking at the free agent corners. And this is after the Cam Sutton situation, he said that. But, you know, this guy, he's built a winner, and it's hard to disagree with that. I'm just telling you what I would do.
Yep.
I want to draft a receiver, and I don't necessarily want to do it with a first-round pick, but I think you can get one in the first three rounds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.